Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Daily Devotional, and we are in John chapter number 14. We stopped at verse number 11, and now we start in verse number 12. We'll look at verse 12 and 13 today. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Now, these two verses are really used out of context a lot of times. And we need to bring everything into context when we look at these things. The very first thing is, as he's talking to his disciples, he says in verse 12, that the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these. Now, if you look at the lives of the apostles and the different things, you think, first of all, of the day of Pentecost. Remember, 3,000 souls were saved, and people were baptized, added to the church, and all of these things. And then, as you go on, you see the apostle Paul. He goes around the world, and he's planting churches. He's preaching the gospel. People are getting saved. And this is the work that the Lord is talking about here. He's not talking about you and I go around doing miracles and greater miracles than he ever thought of doing and all of this. He's talking about conversion. And what we see here is this, is after the Lord is crucified and he goes to heaven, we see that the gospel is just like a wildfire. It just goes all over the place. And so the greater works he's talking about is telling others the gospel. Remember, when Jesus ascended and came back, there was only 120 believers there in the upper room, according to Acts. And so we see 3,000 saved right after that. And so this is what he's talking about. And this is the thing that you and I should be concerned about. It's not so much about a temporal healing, but a eternal conversion. And that's the key here, because we can be healed today and die tomorrow. And I'm thankful that the Lord heals folks still and does all that kind of thing. But ultimately, if someone gets healed without being saved, what good is it in the long run, honestly? Not to put down praying for people to be healed and all of that, but I'm saying this is what the Lord wants us to hone in on and focus on, is that we tell people about him, and that people repent of their sins, put their faith and trust in Christ, and have an eternal home. That is the key. That is the greater work that he's talking about for you and I. And you and I can do that today by sharing the gospel with people, whether it be by giving a Bible, by giving a gospel tract, or just as the Lord opens doors, just share the love of Christ with them. Give them the good news, the gospel. Now we move on to verse number 13, and it says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And so here's the next problem verse that we have. There's a lot of people go out there and they're just praying for anything. But this is talking about praying in the name of Jesus, according to his character and his will and his power. If we pray according to the will of Christ and his character, there is nothing that he won't do, because ultimately it glorifies the Father and the Son. What are you trying to say here? What are you trying to tell us? That Jesus, not these selfish prayers, not these prayers of, you know, for revenge or different things like that, but according to the will of Christ. And what was his will? Was to seek and to save that which was lost. Your heart and Jesus's heart should be the same. To seek and to save that which was lost. What we need to do is focus on Christ and the souls of men. These are the great works. These are the prayers that you and I should pray. Do you know someone in your family that's truly not been saved? Maybe you need to pray for them right now. Maybe you come in contact with coworkers or other people in your family or neighbors or you name it. Everybody has an eternal destination. If they're saved, they're going to heaven. If they're not saved, they're going to hell for all eternity. This all depends on what they do with Jesus Christ. And so the question I have for you today, are you doing the work that he asks us to do? To tell people about him? And are you praying that the Lord would give you power to do that? That the Lord would give you a sweet spirit? That the Lord would draw you closer to him? And if you do those things, you will glorify the Father and the Son with your life. May the Lord bless you.